instructions being given here by Coach Blair and Amber Roush to their respective teams as they get set to head out here to start our coverage of area high school basketball here on Country 101.7 FM. Taking through Michael Deeker here with you. Mike, before we get the tip-off, your keys to victory here for these two teams.
Well, they're going to have to get Abby Tubach going if you're the Chase County Bulldogs. She had a pretty good game against Rural Vista, 11 points, the lone leader in double figures. If you're Northern Heights, give the hot hand, Aubrey Hendricks, 26 points, a tournament record in the Wabunsee victory on Saturday.
Lily Hinkson will face off with Tegan Hines for the tip-off here to get us started on the area game of the week. Ball in the air. It is won by Northern Heights. Gets thrown in the lane and immediately picked off and stolen away by Chase County. And there we go. Right off the right side, Alexis Hatcher puts up the first 2 points of the ball game. 7:45 to go. 2-0 lead for Chase County. Leading the attack now for the Lady Wildcats is Kaylin Schlimme. She's on the right wing, trying to find a way inside the lane. Can't do it. Has to kick it back up top to Breckheisen. Now worked around to the left side. Back into the lane. Goes right through the hands of Schlimme. Recovered by Breckheisen. Now up to the top of the right wing. With it is Schlimme again, trying to dribble around this suffocating Chase County defense. They are giving them nowhere to go. Schlimme again, right wing. Tosses it in the lane to Hines. Hines nowhere to go with it, being harassed by a contingent of Bulldogs. She'll hand over to the left side to Langren. Langren misses on a 9-footer. Ball gets popped free and out of bounds. It'll stay with Northern Heights.
Now Chase County's doing a pretty good job in that 2-3 zone, really suffocating the post. They're going to do a good, pretty good job of boxing out, though, the second chance opportunities.
Inbounds, right wing, over to Hendricks, who sinks a three. And just like that, the lead changes. 3-2 Northern Heights, 6:43 to go, and a travel on Lily Hinkson. Or apologies, Lexi Monahan for Chase County. Turns it over to Northern Heights, chance to increase their lead.
Yeah, Northern Heights was kind of playing, applying some backcourt pressure, and Chase County was not really ready for it and kind of sped her up.
Hendricks, right corner to Schlimme. Bounce pass off the right block to Hines. Now up top to Breckheisen. Work left side. Into the corner it goes to Langren. Langren struggling to get past Tubach. Finally works it down off the left block. Shot by Schlimme will go off the side of the backboard. No, actually they're going to say a foul occurred beforehand. So that one's going to go against Lily Hinkson, the sophomore for Chase County, her first. And going to the line for two is Schlimme. 3-2 lead for Northern Heights, 6:24 to go in the first quarter. Schlimme puts up the first. It's a high-arching shot. Looked like it might not go, but it fell right through.
5 after 6, the bank's still open.
Yeah. Schlimme now her first point of the ball game at the line. Puts up the second. Another high-arching shot. Banks off the backboard and in. And like that, it's a 5-2 lead for Northern Heights, 6:23 left to go in the first quarter. Chase County trying to get into their own zone. Abby Tubach still in the backcourt. They need to work it up as Ainsley Grant trying to get free of Breckheisen. Has it poked away. Gets it back in the backcourt. Needs to get it across half court. And that's going to be 10 seconds. Could not work it in. Defensive Northern Heights paying off in a big way, forcing the turnover here with a 5-2 lead.
Yeah, Ainsley Grant was kind of on a no-man's land out there. Not a whole lot of help trying to come back to the ball to get across half court.
Breckheisen, top of the key now, left side, into the hands of Hendricks. Hendricks into the left corner, hands off to Langren. Back up top to Breckheisen. Hendricks again now off the right block. Gives to Schlimme. Nice feed to Hines, who finishes off the left side of the basket. And it's 7-2 Lady Wildcats. Full court pressure being applied here by Northern Heights. Once again, Grant gets caught in the back court. She finally works it in the front to Tubach. Tubach baseline now goes over to the left wing, sinks a three. Abby Tubach from the left wing pulls her team back within two. 7-5 lead Northern Heights, 5:21 to go in the first quarter.
I like that shot. You got to get that defense in transition when they're trying to get back after beating the press.
Yeah. Hines works it around up top to Breckheisen. Now off the right block, back to Hines. Hines, the 6 foot junior, sinks it from 5 feet. Nice floater in the lane by Tegan Hines. Thank you.
There is no reason Tegan Hines should not be touching that ball every single possession with that 6 foot frame.
I couldn't help it. Somebody said, good job, Tegan. I knew who they were talking to, but I just had to bask in that for a minute. Ainsley Grant now will work it right side to Lexi Monahan. Monahan loses the handle on it, but they're going to say poked away by Hines, so it'll stay with Chase County. That ball going out of bounds at the right wing, so right side baseline inbounds coming from Monahan.
Great start from Northern Heights. I really like the pressure they're applying to the ball.
4:42 left to go in the first quarter. 9-5 lead Northern Heights, and a kickball called against Northern Heights as Ainsley Grant trying to get the troops in motion here. As we'll have another inbound to Grant up towards half court. She'll circle around to the top of the key now, left wing. Hands off to Tubach. Tubach, nice pass down low to Hatcher. Will not go. Alexis Hatcher trying to sneak in the back door and go up and in, but just couldn't make it happen. Luckily, ball goes off a Northern Heights player, and it'll stay here with Chase County. Tubach inbounds, right wing. Back to Tubach, right wing three, just short. And nobody touches it, goes out of bounds. Turnover to Northern Heights, 9-5. Still the lead for the Lady Wildcats with 4:24 left to go in this battle of 3-1 teams.
Northern Heights pretty much has had Chase County's number the last 4 years in the series. The lone win for Chase County coming in the 2020 Flint Hills League Championship.
Hines, left wing, skips it across to the right side. Inside the three-point line was Hendricks. Thought about a shot, decided to work it back up top into the hands of Schlimme. Now to Hines again, left wing off the left block to Schlimme, who gets fouled in the lane. They're going to call it a shooting foul, so she'll go to the line. They're going to call it on
Hinkson, and that'll be her second. But I think they're actually going to call it on some big break there.
That was Alexis Hatcher.
I thought it was going to go on Hinkson.
That would have been a huge blow to them. That, as you mentioned, that would have been her second. Fighting down low is Northern Heights, and they're going to get a three-second violation. Inside the lane, you got to get those feet moving, got to get in and out, can't just stand there. That's a costly turnover here to Northern Heights, as now Chase County a good chance to get back into this one. Trailing by four, can cut the lead possibly to one.
Not very often you see the three-second violation almost immediately after the inbound play.
Right. Ainsley Grant up top with it now. Chase County going from right to left as we see the action here at Chase County High School as the ball goes out of bounds off a Northern Heights player. So we'll get an inbound here from Lexi Monahan. Monahan near half court to Grant. Grant trying to shake off Breckheisen at the top of the key. And Breckheisen giving her hardly anywhere to go. Now left side of the floor down to the left block into the hands of Hatcher. Hatcher tried to go under the basket and up and in, but she hit the baseline. That's out of bounds. Another turnover to Northern Heights. And what are we looking at in terms of turnovers right now?
Yeah, it's the third overall turnover for Chase County. So, Coach Rosh, mentioned it in the pregame that they're kind of struggling offensively. Yeah. Only a few times they've been north of 30 points this year, and they're kind of getting sped up offensively and just kind of making those mental mistakes.
Hines throws it in the lane on the opposite end. Can't get it to go. Trista Hahn now into the lineup for Northern Heights. She tried a five-footer. That one gets pulled down by Chase County. Back on the opposite end again. Now on the right wing was Tubach, and she was trying to throw it in the lane, but the six-foot frame of Tegan Hines was not going to let that happen as she knocks it out of bounds. So Monahan will inbound from in front of the Chase County faithful on the opposite side of the gym. Over to Grant now, who circles around to the top. Bounce pass left wing to Tubach. Tubach in the left corner into the hands of Hatcher. Hatcher back to Tubach off the left block. She is being smothered by Wildcats, and a three-second call the opposite way this time against Chase County. Again, just tremendous defense here by the Lady Wildcats is affording them plenty of opportunities to put points on the board as they lead at 9-5, 2:40 to go here in the first quarter. Trista Hahn skips it right wing, goes into the right block now to Hines. Hines will hand off to Kaylin Schlimme, and was that another three-second call?
They call the travel. Oh, travel. So that'll be the third turnover for Northern Heights.
So Schlimme gets caught with an extra step as Tubach, still in the backcourt, being harassed by Hahn, has to pick up her dribble. and they'll turn it over at half court. Will Chase County. Northern Heights down the other way. Off the glass and just a little short for Hendricks from 5 feet. Goes out of bounds. Now Chase County will get the ball back with 2:12 to go in the first quarter, trailing 9-5. Ainsley Grant will lead the charge for the Lady Bulldogs. Breck Heisenden-Hahn meets her at half court. She gets the two box, still in the back court. Now to Monahan, gets it across half court to Grant on the right wing. Right corner, into the hands of Hatcher. Hatcher tries to go inside, loses the ball, goes off a foot. No kickball called. Instead, it's a jump ball as she ties up with Breck Heisen. It'll stay with Chase County. Baseline inbounds coming here from Monahan. Trying to find an open teammate. Finds it near the top of the key on the left side in Ainsley Grant. Grant trying to get around Breck Heisen. Now to Monahan, left wing. Up top again to Grant. Skipped across to the right side to Tubach. Right corner to Hatcher. To Grant, right wing. 16-foot jumper, no good. A rebound pulled down by Hines. Hines throws it down the other side. Hendricks has a breakaway, goes up and in. And Aubrey Hendricks now with 5 points on the night makes it 11-5. Northern Heights, 1:25 left to go in this first quarter. It's been all Northern Heights offensively. Monahan, right wing to Hatcher. Hatcher trying to go around Hines, manages to do it and draws a foul. Tegan Hines will pick up her first defense of the night.
Yeah, good drive there by Alexis Hatcher. Hines got to slide over there and move her feet, then take away that baseline and not pick up the foul.
Monahan inbounds it underneath the basket. Up and in is Hatcher and one. Hatcher got the inbound off the right side of the basket, went straight up, got fouled, and scored. So a chance to get in to this lead is 11-7 now, a four-point lead. Can cut it to three with the and-one opportunity. That will be the second foul against Tegan Hines, the 6-foot junior.
Northern Hines dodged a bullet. They ended up calling that on Trista Hahn.
You are correct. My fault there as Hatcher sinks the three-point play there. Makes it 11-8, cuts the lead to three. You are correct. My apologies.
But Coach Blair thought it was the second foul on
Hines.
I
did too, yeah. I thought there, as a wild shot goes over the top by Kaylin Schlemmy on the other end. Rebound goes to Tubach. Tubach now into Chase County territory. Ball worked in the right corner to Hatcher. Hatcher trying to get away from this Northern Heights defense, and they're going to force the ball out of her hand, but it'll roll out of bounds. It'll stay with Chase County with 48.4 seconds left to go in the first quarter. 11-8 the lead for the Lady Wildcats. Grant gets the inbound. She's up top trying to battle Breckheisen again. Now to Tubach. Left block to Hatcher. Feeds it in the lane to Tubach, but it rolls over the top. No good. Rebound will go to Northern Heights in the forms of Hendricks. Hendricks stops short of the top of the key. Gives to Breckheisen. Back to Hendricks. 29 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Ball almost stolen away by Monahan. And then hip checks Breckheisen inadvertently to pick up her first foul of the night. So Lexi Monahan now with one. She'll join Alexis Hatcher and Lily Hinkson, all with a offense apiece. 26 seconds left to go. Ball stolen on the inbound by Monahan. No contact this time. Now Tubach tried to feed it down low to Grant. It's stolen away. Back the other direction we go with Northern Heights with 15 seconds to go in the first. Breckheisen, top of the key. Now to the foul line. Throws up the shot. It gets deflected. No good. And we'll have a fight for the ball and a foul call, and that one's going to go against Alexis Hatcher, it looks like. See what the official call is. Yep, that'll be Hatcher's second as Tegan Hines gets set to check back into this ball game for Northern Heights. Out comes Trista Hahn, the 5'6 senior. Inbound from Breckheisen coming off the left side of the basket. Baseline inbound to Hines. No good on the first shot. Puts up their own rebound. No good there either. Time expiring. And that will do it as they scramble for the ball on the floor. 11-8 is the lead for Northern Heights at the end of one. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have second quarter action here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by USD 251, North Lyon County, wishing to recognize its students and athletes for their accomplishments during the 2021-2022 school year. Harry and Lloyd's. proud supporters of the Northern Heights Wildcats. Join them after every game for great food and good times. Main Street in Americus. And the City of Americus, supporting the hard work of the Northern Heights Wildcats on and off the court. Go Cats!
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Andy Siding. For siding, gutter, and window installs and repairs, contact Andy Siding. Owned and operated out of Levo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592. By Moon Title and Escrow. 421 Commercial Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And by Perry Ott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. A trusted professional with 15 years' experience. Farm Bureau agents, Perry Ott, 2606 West 12th Emporia.
11-8, the lead for Northern Heights as they start the second quarter of action with the ball here, going on the attack against Chase County. It was all Northern Heights offensively in that first quarter as a steal on the Northern Heights end by Lexi Monahan. She'll hand off to Ainsley Grant, who will lead the charge for the Lady Bulldogs. Right side to Tubach now on the Chase County end. To Hatcher on the right block. Has to kick it back out to Tubach on the right wing. She'll dribble inside. 15-foot jumper is no good, but the rebound goes to Lily Hinkson, who gets called for the travel. The Chase County faithful want a foul call. Said she got banged around as she went up for the shot. Referee disagreed. Turnover to Northern Heights as they lead 11-8, 7:31 to go here in the second quarter. Again, both these teams come into this ball game 3-1 on the season, almost mirror images of one another, although Northern Heights has really been the defensive and offensive powerhouse here tonight. Now Northern Heights, and it looks like we're going to have an injury here as, oh man, over for Chase County. It looked like Lexi Monahan might have twisted an ankle. She went down on the right side trying to play some defense and then struggled to get back up, so she'll come out. Into the lineup comes Leah Francis, the junior for Chase County, is certainly hope to see Monahan back in soon.
And the Bulldogs aren't all that deep to begin with.
No, they're not. Yeah,
big loss. She's not able to continue.
Back on the attack are the Lady Wildcats. Hendricks dribbles in off the right side. Layup in the lane. It's good and one. Foul is coming. Let's see who that's going to be against. It looks like it might be Hatcher, which would be her third.
Great take there by Aubrey Hendricks.
Oh, fantastic.
I mean, just, you know, like I said in the pregame, yep. 26 points on Saturday, just really attacking the basket and really making her presence known.
Hendricks misses on the extra attempt there. Rebound goes to Chase County. Tubach hands to Grant. Grant calling for some assistance. She crosses half court, now trying to back down Breckheisen. Back to Tubach, right side of the floor. Up top to Francis. Right block to Hatcher. Hatcher trying to find an open lane. Can't get it. Gives to Francis, who sinks an eight-footer from right in front of the basket. Immediately making a difference there is Leah Francis, as that's the first points for Chase County since midway through the first quarter. Trying to answer on the other end with a long three was Aubrey Hendricks. That won't go. Rebound goes to Chase County. Grant leading the charge. Nice spin move to get around Breckheisen. Hands over to Tubach. Right corner to Hatcher. She'll throw it away in the lane. Stolen away by Addison Langren. Langren throws it right back into the hands of Hatcher, but she steps on the baseline and out of bounds. Good interception by Hatcher. Just wasn't aware where her foot was, as Hatcher with three fouls will check out now. In comes Alexis DeLong, the Chase County junior. 13-10 is the lead for Northern Heights. 6:05 to go in the second. Ball inbounded now on the left block is Tegan Hines. Hines misses on a five-footer, gets her own rebound, goes up for the shot, and they're going to call a jump ball as Lily Hinkson got some hands on it, tied it up. Good job by the sophomore. Here come the Lady Bulldogs. Breckheisen going to match up with Grant in the backcourt at half court. She gives to Francis, who dribbles in to the lane, has the ball poked away, gets it back. Now to Tubach, top of the left wing. Grant, Tubach again, left wing three. It's good! And we're tied! Abby Tubach with 6 points here on the night, all coming from beyond the arc. It's 13-all with 5:27 to go in the second quarter.
And that left wing's her hot spot right there. You got to get a body on her.
On the other end now, Breckheisen tries to answer with a three from the top, and she will. Adriana Breckheisen with her first points of the game. Top of the key three. 5:10 to go, 16-13 lead, Northern Heights. Tubach to Grant. Right side inside the arc. She'll hand off to DeLong, who gets fouled on her shot attempt from right under the basket. So DeLong will go to the line for two. That foul is going to go against Caitlin Schlimme. That'll be her first, team's third.
But excellent ball movement there by the Bulldogs at offensive possession. And that was the best movement we've seen this entire ball game, really attacking that half-court trap.
Schlimme, a long arching shot, too high, too strong, will not go. DeLong yet to score in this ball game as Trista Hahn checks back in. Out will come Caitlin Schlimme again with her first foul of the night. Nobody really in foul trouble on the Lady Wildcats side. However, over on the Bulldogs side, Alexis Hatcher has three fouls as the shot misses.
Didn't draw iron there.
Yep. Didn't draw iron, so goes to Northern Heights after bouncing off the face of Lily Hinkson. Certainly hope she's okay. Breckheisen leads the charge. She gives over to Langren. Langren almost loses her handle on it, gets it back. Now hands over to Hendricks. Hendricks back up top to Breckheisen. To Hahn, right wing. Top of the key to Hendricks. And a three-second call again. That's the third of this ball game between these two teams. Second for Northern Heights. Turnover to Chase County. Ainsley Grant with 4:40 to go in the second quarter will lead the charge up the other way. She loses her handle on the ball at half court. Wants a foul call, won't get it as Hendricks rushes down the other side and scores. Aubrey Hendricks with 9 points on the night. 18-13 the lead for Northern Heights. Hendricks tried to intercept a pass for Francis. Knocks it out of bounds. But the point stands, hey, we're right here. You can't just lob it in. Checking in for Chase County will be Haven Schroeder. Out comes Ainsley Grant. Schroeder, the senior, has seen some minutes here for this squad in the past. Francis, nice spin move around Breckheisen, almost throws it away into the hands of Langren, but it's picked up by Tubach left wing. Now left corner to Francis. Will pick up her dribble and try to go in, but she'll take a step before she does and travel.
12th turnover of the ball game for Chase County.
4:10 still to go in the second quarter. That is not a stat you want to have that early in a game. 18-13, and we'll get a timeout by Northern Heights head coach Bob Blair. He wants to talk some things over with his team. Be a 30-second timeout. We'll take a quick one ourselves. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Scribner Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agency in Chase County. Kirk Engel can match your needs and get the best price with the best coverage. Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success. And Kansas Graphics, Cottonwood Falls, under new ownership, full-color banners and printing, T-shirt printing, decals, vinyl legends, signage, wide print formatting, and more.
4:06 left to go in the second quarter here of our girls' game against Chase County and Northern Heights. 18-13 the lead for the Lady Wildcats of Northern Heights against Chase County here. Taking Shahoon Michael Deeker on the Area Game of the Week here on Country 101.7 FM as Northern Heights back on the attack. As Addison Langren tried to bounce a pass to the left side on the baseline, but it went out of bounds. It'll go to Chase County. Tubach inbounds to Francis. Again, Leia Francis, she'll get called for a double dribble, but she has 2 points on the night. She sunk a basket right when she stepped on the court, kind of get her team going again. But since then, Northern Heights again has kind of taken over the momentum, leading 18-13. 12 turnovers for the Lady Bulldogs, now 13 with that one. Breckheisen across half court for Northern Heights. Bounce pass left side to Hendricks. Right side to Trista Hahn. Now in the right corner, Hendricks tried a three. It got deflected by Abby Tubach. Tubach flew out of nowhere and got a hand on that one. As it'll go out of bounds, so Hendricks will have an inbounds coming here from the left side of the basket. Gets it up top into the hands of Schlimme. Schlimme now works it left side to Breckheisen. Back up top. Right side to Hahn. Hendricks as She gets fouled on her approach to the basket. See who this one goes against. It could be Hinkson or Tubach. Oh, it'll be neither one, actually.
Oh, for two.
It'll be Alexis DeLong. I'm having a rough night. Henrik's up top.
We just need to start just calling the fouls before.
Yes, you know. Henrik's misses on her first of two.
We're a little rusty starting off basketball.
Yeah, here. You know, you would think a little layoff wouldn't hurt, but boy, oh boy, has it. As Henrik's finally gets a free throw to go. She missed her first two of attempts. Now one of three.
Nice little 6-0 run here for Northern Heights.
Ball stolen at half court. Down the other way goes Hahn. She'll miss on the gimme layup. Rebound taken by Haven Schroeder. She'll hand off to Francis. Moves right around Henrik's. Right side bounce pass. Now worked left wing to Tubach. Tubach for three. Hits the back iron. No good. Rebound pulled down by the 6-foot Hines. Gives to Henrik's. Beautiful backdoor pass to Hahn. She can't hit the point-blank shot again. And a tie-up for the ball. It'll stay with Northern Heights, but that's twice now. Trista Hahn has missed a point-blank shot.
Got to finish those.
Just going a little too fast.
She's using the backboard. She's got to be thinking to herself, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah. Henrik's will inbound. Gives to Hines on the right wing. Now up top to Breckheisen. She collides with Schroeder. No foul called either way. Now to Hines in the lane. She'll lose the handle on the ball and travel. So a turnover for Chase County. In their favor, I should say. As Tubach to Francis in the backcourt. 2:50 left to go in the second quarter. 19-13 the lead for Northern Heights. Only 3 points, correction, 5 points, I should say, scored for Chase County in this second quarter. Need to get something going here with the last 2 minutes and 30 seconds. That's not it as Francis throws it up top to Tubach. It's intercepted by Henrik's. Back the other way we go. Another turnover for the Lady Bulldogs. Now in the hands of Breckheisen. Left side to Hahn. Down low, left block to Hines. Goes up for the shot, hits the underside of the basket. And we'll get a tie-up on the floor between Tubach and Breckheisen. And it will be Chase County ball. Tubach to inbound to Francis in the backcourt. Once again, Breckheisen and Hahn set up shop at half court to stop them. And nearly works as the ball got deflected on the pass to Tubach, but she manages to get it under control. Circles around the left side, and she'll be fouled. And it looks like that one's going to go against Hahn. That'll be her second of the ball game, team's fourth. Right in front of us now, Tubach inbounds up top to Francis. Spin move around Breckheisen, left wing to Tubach. Now left block to Hinkson, has it poked away by Hines, tries to get it back, can't make it happen as Schlimmy gets it away. Now to Breckheisen, down the other way to Henrik's in the lane, floater, no good, but she is fouled. So Aubrey Henrik's will go to the line for two. Has not been her safe place, I should say, here tonight, her happy place, as she is one of three from the line tonight. Puts up the first, sinks it. Now 2 of 4. Still one to go. Puts up the second. That one a little off the mark, no good, as she does manage to extend her team's lead. 20-13 Northern Heights over Chase County. A minute 43 to go as the over and back. No, they're going to say carry by Francis on the other end. So another turnover for Chase County. 1:42 left to go here in the second quarter. Ainsley Grant checks back into the Chase County lineup. Francis will take a seat. Up top with it now is Schlimmy. To Hahn. To Breckheisen. Right wing to Henrik's. Now to Hines. Right up on the foul line. Feeds it down low to Schlimmy, who finishes off the left side.
Nice left-handed hook shot.
Yes. Beautiful hook shot there by Schlimmy. Makes it 22-13 as Grant again stuck in no man's land. And luckily, she'll be bailed out with a foul. So Adriana Breckheisen picks up her first offense of the evening. Team total at 5 now with a minute 8 to go. Northern Heights leading 22-13. Tubach right here in front of us on the left wing, trying to find an open teammate. Picks up her dribble, then gives over to Schroeder up top. Back to Tubac, top of the left wing. Thought about a three. Back to Schroeder. She'll back down Breckheisen. And another three-second call. This one against Alexis DeLong. DeLong leads to the turnover. That is the fourth three-second violation between these two teams, two apiece. With 49 seconds left to go in the first half, 22-13 the lead for Northern Heights. Might try and just hold on to the last shot here to go into the locker room. Schlimme, right side to Breckheisen now. Bounce pass, right block to Hines. Turns, shoots, gets deflected. Ball picked up by DeLong. Now Grant hustling down the other side at the top of the key. 25 seconds, a pass gets deflected. Grant falls on top of it. Tries to save it. It's thrown into the hands of Breckheisen. Down the other way, she gets bumped. Gives to Henrik. She gets bumped, and she'll be called for a foul. Or I should say a foul will be called against her as a lot of contact on that last exchange here. That's the eighth foul this half for Chase County, so 1-1 awarded. Our apologies. It'll be a two shots, as she was in the process of going up for the shot as she sinks the first. What was that you said about being rusty?
Yeah, 10-0 run now for Northern Heights.
Hendricks puts up the second shot, misses that one, so she's been hot and cold so far. One shot. You can hear Coach Bob Blair saying he wants it as a pass almost intercepted by Haven Schroeder, and they're going to call a foul, likely going against Chase County. That's going to be Alexis DeLong, her second, team's ninth. To the line again goes Hendricks. Puts it up, off the front of the rim, no good. Man, Hendricks struggling from the line so far tonight. She's 3 of 8. Make it 4 of 9 as she sinks the second. 6.1 seconds to go in this first half. 24-13 the lead for Northern Heights. Tubac fires it from half court. It's way short. And that will do it for two here from Chase County. 24-13 the lead for the Lady Wildcats of Northern Heights. We will take a quick break, get into the Long Pine on the Plaza halftime show, come back with some halftime stats and a little analysis. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week here on Country 101.7 FM.